Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding a Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara on top of Amudav tells us regarding the Sofik, if Todir and Mekudosh, what comes first? One wants to bring a Raya there on Shabbos. Tomit comes before Musaf, even though the Musaf of Shabbos is more Kodesh, the Korban HaTomit, which comes every day. So the Gemara know when you bring the Tomit on Shabbos, so the Shabbos makes it more Kodesh as well. Hatu Shabbos the Musafim Ahani Letmid Loyani. The Gedusha of Shabbos makes the Tomid a different type of Tomid. So then the Gemara asks, what about Musaf Shabbos and Musaf Rosh Chodesh? We say Musaf Shabbos comes first because it's Tadir, but Rosh Chodesh is more Mikudosh. So he answers the Gemara, when I have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so also the Korban Musaf of Shabbos is in a higher level and it has a Gedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Now why does the Gedusha of Rosh Chodesh consider to be more than Shabbos? L'chura, we know that Shabbos is more, has more Kedusha than Rosh Chodesh. So what does the Gemara mean that Rosh Chodesh is more Mekudosh? So Rashi says it's called a Moyed. But it's still not understood. So what if it's called a Moyed? But Shabbos is still more Kedusha than a Moyed? So Tzadik HaKoyen, in several places in his farm, one place is in Chanukah Ois Chof Hei, tells the big Yesoit. So you should know that the reason why Rosh Chodesh is more than Shabbos is because Roitze Odom Bekav Shelo Yoter Mitisha Kabin Shechaveyur. Person wants what he accomplished more than what someone else did for him. Shabbos is Gdusha that comes from above. Rosh Chodesh is Gdusha that Am Yisrael does. Yisrael the Kachino. Yisrael are the ones who do Kiddush Chodesh. So Am Yisrael are more appreciative of the Rosh Chodesh than of Shabbos. Says that's the idea in general that we say Ritzodim Kav Shloitim Tisha Kavin Shchaveiri, because in general we know in the midas of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that the first nine midas will come from above, while the tenth midas of Malchus comes from us. We want the tenth one. We want the one that we do, that we accomplish. That's why Rosh Chodesh is greater than Shabbos. Says that's why the Pesukim says Chodesh comes before Shabbos, or when the Isha Shunamis goes, her husband tells her Lo Chodesh Lo Shabbos, Chodesh before Shabbos again, because for us Chodesh is greater than Shabbos. And he continues and says that's the Pshat in our Gemara. That's why the Gedusha of Rosh Chodesh is greater, because it's our Gedusha. It's something that we have. That's the reason that we're saying the Kedusha of Musaf Rosh Chodesh is greater than the Kedusha of Musaf Shabbos. And in other places, Reb Tzadik explains, that's the reason that the tefillah that we have in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Atir Tzarto, which is really mainly a tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, just mentioning Shabbos. Why are we now talking more about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? Because Reb Tzadik Mekav Shelo Yoter Mitisha Kavan Shechaveiroi, and we appreciate and connect to Rosh Chodesh more than Shabbos. The Shem Yishmuel, in Pashas Masay, Tafashayim, adds another knach to this, because he says, Shabbos is so much higher than us, so much elevated than us, that that's when Shabbos ends, we don't have anything left of Shabbos. That's what we do Avdallah. Avdallah is, because Vay of the Nefesh, we lost what we had in Shabbos, we can't take the Kedusha of Shabbos to the weekday. But Rosh Chodesh, Adarabba, we take whatever we get from Rosh Chodesh for the whole month. So the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh stays with us. It remains with us. You put your tzaddik together, the Rosh Chodesh is niflam light, because Rosh Chodesh is ours, so we can retain it and hold on to it. And he adds more that Shabbos is only b'primius, Rosh Chodesh is b'chitzonius, chitzonius we can connect to more than primius. And now t'inyoni d'yoymoy, this daf is learned in Erev Chanukah. Tzaddik goes on and says that what's the depth of Chanukah? Because the oymik sheboymik is that we realize even the things that we do ourselves comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam kol ma'aseinu po'al talonu. Whatever we accomplish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you koyach to do it. Says that's the ma'ilah of Yaakov Avinu that says, Ha'elokim she'isolcho avoysa lefonav. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave koyach to the others to do what they did. All our ishtadlus also comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person realizes this, he realizes really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is the greatest, because even what we do comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Tzadik, that's the yisoid of Chanukah. The gilui of Chanukah is that it's a chag that we did, because it's a chag derabanan. But it's a chag derabanan that we realize the miracles of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is doing to us. So that's really the whole nes of Chanukah. Nes of Chanukah is they went and they took the ner and they decided to light it, because we do something from ourselves. Pitchui petach kechudu shel machat. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives you the abundance, and we have the ner for 8 days. They came, they started the war. They didn't know how they're going to accomplish it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the nes. Showing them whatever you do, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Whatever we accomplish in the world, that's really what Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. And Chanukah was clear, because everything was a nes through the maasim that we did. So while Shabbos comes from above, Rosh Chodesh comes from below, and it seems like two different things, Chanukah is the combination of both. It's something that we do, but connects us to above. That's why we have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah, because Chanukah is the combination of both. And that's why the Yevonim came to fight. They stopped us from doing Shabbos, from doing Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah brought these two things together. This connects to the Yisoid of the Sfasemes that says, why do we light candles for 8 days? The question of the Bisoysef, only 7 days was the Nes. Because once you realize the Nes coming from above, you realize that everything in Teva and nature is also a Nes. Meaning, the whole Chanukah is to show us that whatever we're doing, we're getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Yisoid of Chanukah. We all should be Zoyche to a Lichtike Chanukah. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shur Machshava Shurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.